Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready.
Ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
You bet.
Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Garfield and friends.
And just remember what you paid to get in. Shoo, Odie. Leave me alone.
Garfield? Bad.
I didn't do that. It wasn't me.
This'll be a great vacation, guys. I can't wait to lie in that Florida sun.
Why spend all this money to go somewhere else to sleep and eat? I can sleep and eat at home.
May I help you?
Yes, we'd like to go to Miami.
Oh, certainly, sir. For $800, you can fly first class, a wide seat, a first-run movie, and a filet mignon dinner.
$800? What have you got that's cheaper?
For $400, you can fly coach, a cramped seat, a second-run movie, and a cheeseburger.
What have you got for $70?
Fourth class cargo. We let you squat in the baggage hold and eat pretzels while the stewardess shows you her vacation slides.
Well, that doesn't sound terrible.
Some restrictions apply. You must fly on Groundhog's Day and stay at least 6 years. You must dress as a pigeon and be named Larry.
Well, I guess we can't afford to fly to Miami, guys.
Miami? Did I hear someone say they want to go to Miami?
Well, we do.
Al Swindler of Swindler Discount Airlines. We have a flight leaving for Miami in minutes.
How much is a ticket?
How much have you got?
$70.
I'll take it, and don't worry. If this isn't enough to get you to Miami, I'll drop you off somewhere in Tennessee.
Mistake in progress. John making big mistake. Error. Just because I can't talk, he never listens to me.
I'll go rev it up. Gate 86.
Well, guys, what do you think?
Send us a postcard if you make it.
Oh, no, you're both coming with me. It's perfectly safe. Flying is the safest way to travel.
Does the word walking mean anything to you?
That's gate 7. We're looking for gate 86.
I think we should take a plane to our plane.
This is gate 85, Odie. But where's gate 86?
Last call for flight 13. Now boarding for... Where'd you say you want to go again?
There's still time to back out.
Come on. Garfield, what makes you think this flight is unsafe?
Well, for one thing, when I fly, I like two-winged.
Let's see, Miami. There's Copenhagen, here's Denmark. Hey, you want to go to Denmark?
No!
That's the last time I stop at that gas station. You ready to go?
Aren't you forgetting something important?
No, I got my parachute.
The plane has only one wing.
That's not enough?
No, it's not enough. You need two.
Complain. Hey, you give a guy a bargain and he gets demanding. Next thing you know, we'll be expecting landing gears.
We're going to have a nice flight.
Who'd he buy this plane from? Orville or Wilbur?
Good afternoon. This is your pilot, L.G. Swindler. We'll be traveling nonstop from one end of the airport to the other, where we will have to all get out and push. And if any of you have an idea what Miami looks like, give us a hint, huh?
Been nice knowing you.
Pilot to tower, do you hear me? Come in, tower. Do you hear me? Nuts.
Hey,
kids, check your TV listings. Make sure this isn't the last episode.
Let's see. Take off, take off, take off. It's got to be here somewhere. Oh, well, one of these must do it.
Whew. Rough takeoff. But things seem to be fine now.
Don't worry, Odie. We'll make it.
But no. Oh, I've had it with this junk heap. I'm getting out of here. Some Indies now!
We're safe. Nothing can possibly go wrong. Odie, we're doomed.
Where's Mr. Swindler?
He stepped out for a minute. Mayday! Mayday! Big trouble up here! SOS! Here, maybe you'd better do this. I just remembered I can't talk.
Hello? Anyone there? We have a problem.
Problem? Your shoelace untied is a problem. This is a catastrophe.
This is the tower. What seems to be the trouble?
There's no pilot, and we can't fly this thing, and we're gonna crash.
Okay, we'll talk you down. Now put your hand on the rudder control.
I don't know what a rudder control is. We don't know anything about planes.
Rudder control kind of looks like a big cannelloni.
Cannelloni, that's this one.
Okay, now you need your wing flaps. They look like ravioli. Excuse me.
Now, the level line in your altimeter will look like linguine floating in clam sauce.
Hey, this is easy.
Now, pull back on the cannelloni and ease up on your veal parmesan.
Flying's easy when they explain it in a way that makes sense.
We made it! We're down! Garfield, you did it! You landed the plane!
Yeah, and all that airplane talk has made me famished.
Well, it all turned out all right. You thought we wouldn't get to Miami, but here we are. Here we are in Miami?
Yeah, this is your basic Miami weather.
Well, then this is where we're spending our vacation, because there's nothing in this world that can get me back in an airplane now. Excuse me, can you tell us where we can find a hotel?
Certainly, sir. The Swindler Motor Inn. Just a short dog sled right away. Yeah! It's getting tougher and tougher to make an honest buck these days.
Step right up, all the lemonade you can drink for a dime.
Here you are, good merchant, a dime.
Here you go, ducko.
More lemonade, please.
That'll be another dime.
Your sign says all you can drink for a dime.
Well, that's all you can drink for a dime. I'll make a fortune.
Here's our dimes.
Give us all the lemonade we can drink.
More lemonade!
From now on, truth in advertising. Never fails. Just when I'm getting ready to go try and get a date, the mail comes. Attention, Orson Pig. Please pick up the white courtesy telephone.
We have to be on the lookout for the weasel again, Wade.
The weasel? Oh, dread.
Orson Pig, white courtesy telephone.
I am impressed.
Yes?
Mail's in, piggo. Can a guy have a little privacy?
Oh, worry. There will be bad news in the mail for me. I just know it.
There's no mail for you, Wade.
No mail? The news is so bad they can't even write and tell me about it?
Oh, wait. Here's a letter.
I knew it. Bad news for me.
But it's for me.
But they sent you my bad news?
This is odd. It just says the bunny rabbits is coming.
The bunny rabbits is coming. The bunny rabbits is coming.
You any idea what it means?
No, but I'm not taking any chances. Help! The bunny rabbits is coming. The bunny rabbits is coming.
Shouldn't that be the bunny rabbits are coming?
The bunny rabbits is coming. The bunny rabbits is coming. The bunny rabbits is coming. Why are you just sitting there watching television? Don't you know that the bunny rabbits is coming?
The bunny rabbits is coming. The bunny rabbits is coming. The bunny rabbits is coming.
I don't care about any bunny rabbits. I'm here for chicken. Shouldn't that be the bunny rabbits are coming?
Booker, show them the bunny rabbits is coming. The bunny rabbits is coming.
The bunny rabbits is coming?
What does that mean, Wade?
I have no idea.
Then how come you're afraid of it?
Because it's safer that way. My motto is be afraid of everything. Don't take any chances.
Being afraid is a good way to be. You never can be too careful, you see. I always like to be prepared. You never know when you'll need to be scared. Look at it from my point of view, that everything is out to get you. Underneath every plant you see could be a duck-eating root about to eat me. This rock, this clock, this sock, this tree have great potential for harm in me. I'll bet you think you could never get hurt by a box of raisins
or a flannel shirt.
Yeah. Ow! Ooh! Yeah. There are dangerous things about to get me. Ow! Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. I'd be brave, but that scares me too. Ooh! Yeah. Ooh! Ack. I can feel a gust of wind sticking up on my back. Yeah. Ooh! Ow! Ow! Ooh! Oh, I think something's gonna get me now.
I gotta go.
Excuse this duck, but I must spread the word. The bunny rabbits is coming! The bunny rabbits is coming!
Shouldn't that be the bunny rabbits are coming?
Chicken takeout.
Roy, the bunny rabbits is coming! The bunny rabbits is coming!
Shouldn't that be the bunny rabbits are coming?
Well, ladies, Romantic Roy is here to sweep you off your tootsies and... Hello? Anybody home? Yoo-hoo, chickens! Hey, I wonder if these are weasel footprints. Like weasel prints, but I have to make sure. I was right. They're weasel prints, all right. Weasel! The weasel's got the chickens! Orson, the chickens is missing!
Shouldn't that be the chickens are missing? You see, chickens is plural, so of course you need a plural verb.
Oh, great! The weasel has the chickens and you're teaching grammar!
Weasel!
Yes, the weasel are here.
Is here.
The weasel is here.
Oh, what is we gonna do?
We is gonna be sacked by the weasel.
Sounds like a plan.
Orson, do something!
I'm trying to get out.
Oh, sack full of woe. All am lost.
I'm taking the chickens, and there's nothing that can stop me.
Bye-bye.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Have you seen my bunny rabbits?
They went that away.
Oh, all right. I hope I gave you ample warning. These little fellows are a peck of trouble.
You see, Wade, you weren't on guard for the weasel because you were so worried about the bunny rabbits.
The bunny rabbits? Is they coming back?
No, they're gone.
They're gone? The bunny rabbits is gone! The bunny rabbits is gone!
The bunny rabbits are gone.
Is gone. Ugh.
Raisin cookie. Doesn't hurry up with the microwave popcorn, he's gonna miss his dumb science fiction movie.
Reginald, it's a flying saucer.
Wait, something is coming out of it.
There's nothing to be afraid of, Odie. If you've seen one slime creatures from Planet X, you've seen them all.
It's horrible.
Now comes the close encounter of the 53rd kind. That's where the alien comes out of his spaceship and says,
"Greetings, people of Earth. We've come in peace. Take me to your leader."
"Greetings, people of Earth. We come in peace. Take me to your leader."
Outer space creatures always say that.
Here comes the popcorn, boys. You wanted the root beer, right, Garfield?
Gallifrey entry on subject planet Earth.
I've changed my mind. Give me the cola instead.
Behavioral patterns indicate dominant intelligent life form is an obese orange-furred quadruped.
Yes, sir. One cola.
It has a master-slave relationship with the species of grotesque, hairless ape.
The slime monsters from Planet X!
We've been tricked! They've come to conquer the Earth!
That's what you get for trusting slime.
And now, this word about Luigi's Lasagna Restaurant. Coming soon to a market.
Shucks. Just when it was getting to the best part.
The electricity isn't out on the rest of the block. Something must be wrong with my fuse box. It's an extraterrestrial, a being from another planet.
Out of this world.
Greetings, people of Earth. We've come in peace. Take me to your leader.
Gee, I guess people from outer space really talk like that, Odie.
Attempting to repolarize the space-time transmogrificator of my intergalactic conveyance.
Huh? It takes a lot of juice to jumpstart a flying saucer.
I will repair the damage.
Come on in. While you're here, my home is your home.
Hey, your home's already my home.
Thank you. You are most kind.
So, what are you doing in this part of the galaxy?
My mission is to, study Earth for research. May I look around your dwelling?
Be my guest. Make yourself at home. Garfield, Odie, isn't this exciting? In the movies, extraterrestrials are always monsters or creepy things. This one is kind of cute.
If he gets any cuter, I'm sending him to Abu Dhabi.
I'll go down to the market and get some food. I wonder what extraterrestrials eat.
Lasagna. All creatures in the universe eat lasagna. Or should.
Obviously. obviously a primitive communications device. I will increase its range. Hello? Is this the mothership?
What's an extraterrestrial doing on a telephone?
I made a crash landing on the planet Earth. It's ripe for conquest.
He's not phoning for pizza.
The people will make excellent slaves for the Galactic Empire.
The evil aliens are coming here to conquer the Earth.
I will report my findings as soon as possible.
Repair my spaceship. I must create a simple but powerful lightning rod using the electrical components in this room. You are obviously the superior intelligence here. How do you get these lazy creatures to work?
It's very difficult. I don't know why I keep this one around. Huh? Hold on. I can make that thing lighter for you.
Why? You consume large quantities of food.
Oh, that's a small snack. I get hungry with only 12 meals a day.
12 meals? Do all Earth creatures eat like you?
The bigger ones eat more. In fact, they're always eating when they're not sleeping.
How much do you sleep?
Oh, 14, 15 hours a day. Except on Sundays when I sleep in.
Slaves who eat and sleep like this are not much good. I must test to see if he tells the truth. The energy probe will tell me if this creature really eats and sleeps as much as he says. More than that. Earth people are no use as slaves. I must leave here at once.
What happened? Where are all my appliances? The refrigerator, the stove. Garfield? What's going on?
Move it, slave. Lightning will strike any minute.
Goodbye!
I just saved the entire planet, and no one will ever know.
Attention, mothership. Earth is a waste of time. People eat too much and are too lazy.
Mail's here. It's all bills.
Thanks, Garfield. You know, I miss that cute little extraterrestrial. Here's the phone bill. What's this? I can't pay this. Why are my long-distance calls measured in light years?
Your cute little extraterrestrial must have phoned home.